Near 90, 80 degrees now on Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
You are having a good time here. Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Joining me in the studio tonight is Angela Walker. You hear her lovely angelic voice, her and
yes.
Howard, on Real Estate Radio every Saturday morning at 9. You guys have me beat. So you are actually the longest running show on WBOB. I would be second then. Everybody else is gone.
Is that true?
Yeah, everybody else is gone.
Yeah. You mean just from the weekend lineup?
Or? Yeah, from the weekend lineup, yeah. Because the other shows are national shows.
Actually, all the cool people stay in
exactly.
as long as they can.
It just proves we have no lives. Anyway.
I have a great life.
You
Why
do.
Why do you keep saying that?
Well, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
You are real estate extraordinaire.
I am.
I know that you have to be kind of politically correct, but you have to know some real estate nightmare stories out there. Have you ever dealt with an owner that just got completely to closing and you were all amped up and you were ready to go and then they just decided, no, I'm not interested?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, it sounds like it happens a lot.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. But do you want to know the story or you got other stuff to talk
about?
No,
go ahead. Tell me a little story.
Wait, one of the things that I thought was going to happen is
By the way,
that...
Holly says no singing.
Holly
probably can't sing, and so therefore she doesn't want to set that bar too high.
She doesn't want me
but
to
she can
outdo her.
And by
is
the
that
way,
the deal?
Just to let you know, the co-hosts generally, like Holly brings in cake and cookies, and Joni brings in pizza and sandwiches and chips.
I'm the co-host you know. Guest, so somebody should have brought me something. That's the way I look at it. But anyway, do you want to know the story?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so here's what I would like to say. If you're a seller and you go into a contract with a buyer, you need to know that you're locked in, right? So the seller has to sell, but a buyer doesn't have to buy.
That's the way it is on eBay, too.
Yeah, they're so similar. Seriously, this is the most interesting story. Ready? So we sell this house, and so the seller did something really ridiculous. His house wasn't selling, and so he reduced the price by $100,000. So he went from... let's call it $300,000 to $200,000. Well, now it fit into somebody's budget and they bought it, okay? So the day before closing, the seller said, oh, by the way, I want to keep my house now. I made a mistake lowering the price to $200,000. I want to keep my house. And the reason was actually a very, very, very valid reason, and most buyers would have walked away. And it was that the wife was going blind, and she knew her house, and she didn't want to move. So, you know, that's pretty humanitarian, right? So the buyer should have just walked away, but that's not what happened. The buyer said, no, I'm sorry. I'm still going to buy your house. You got to go.
Wow.
So even though you're blind, you really need to stay in your own house. You got to go. So guess what? So they took him to court. They sued him. And the seller had to sell. Took us a year, but the seller had to sell.
You have a smile on your face. You kicked an old blind couple
out
of the house.
Oh, no, I hated it. I hated the whole thing. I mean, if you heard the whole rest of it, this is crazy. The seller told the people, I will give you the house if you let my parents stay in there for free. I'll give it to you. When they die, it's yours. You don't even have to pay for it now. And the buyer still said no.
Wow.
So I talked to her at closing when it finally happened a year later. And I said, why? I was just curious, you know, what was that about? And she said, that's the most amount of money I could afford. I never would have gotten to that neighborhood. because none of the houses are, you know, in the, my price range. And she said, but when that price reduction came so big, I could afford the house. And she said, I worked hard my whole life. I couldn't afford to pass it up. I really wanted that opportunity for myself. So why shouldn't I?
Wow. Well, then you got to look at where the person's heart lies. To be honest with you, you have to look at where the person's heart lies.
Exactly.
In that particular case, I think the person's heart was lying at the bottom of a large trash bag filled with chicken and shrimp tails
right?
from the last week's barbecue.
So you would have backed out of that gracefully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and let
Moved
them
on.
Stay. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the case for me having lived in the same house that my parents and grandparents for 148 years, right in the same place. Yeah, never have to worry about that.
Did I mention you're really bad for business?
Stay where you are, people.
I don't think you bought the house.
No, I didn't.
Right.
My father didn't buy the house either.
So see how you're just changing the real estate world?
But see, what's going to happen when I'm taking that long dirt nap, I don't have anybody to pass it on to. I'm going to have someone to leave it to.
There's a bunch of homeless people in need of place to stay.
No, my plan is I'll get to be like 70, 75. I'll mortgage the heck out of it in a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
I'll buy one of those big Provo pusher mobile homes.
Yes.
And a trailer with a small little Bell 47 helicopter, and I'll tour all around the country, and I'll just tour and tour and tour, and every once in a while I'll pay the reverse mortgage. And
you don't have to pay a reverse mortgage.
Oh, you don't? Don't you have to pay the interest?
Oh, my God, it's the best gig in town.
Is it? But you got to wait till you're 62.
Yeah, you're definitely not old enough.
No, I'm not old enough.
No.
No. So I got to stick it out a little longer. Speaking of houses, I know we're not trying to go down this real estate, but Tom is in his forever home.
Oh,
this
see,
week.
He's bad for business too. Good gosh.
Congratulations though, buddy. Is the realtor, I'm the one that's saying congratulations, and the realtor among us is saying you're bad for business.
Congratulations, Tom. I'm so happy for you.
You interrupted me. I'm eating cookies.
Did you give us any cookies?
No, I just bought them out of the machine.
You're in charge of breaking.
You
want to
hear?
I was in
care
charge.
About this.
What?
Literally, at about 2 o'clock, I lost my wallet.
Oh
really?
No!
So, and I had 4 quarters in my pocket. That's the, and I have my mouth full of like peanut butter crackers right now.
Hey, where were you when you lost your wallet? Because we can just ask people if they found it to get it back here.
No,
to
he's
you.
Found it, but I don't think he wanted to know where he was when he lost his wallet.
Okay.
Okay. He's chewing.
That sounds good.
Well, we're real happy for him. He's got his, I'm sure that kind of situation goes on for you every day of the week. You find people that move into a home that's exactly perfect for them, and you feel good about
that. Is what I do.
Yeah, finding
that's my claim to fame.
Finding that's why
I've been in business 20 years, and I have lots
of
business.
Is that a long time in the real estate business?
Oh gosh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so half the people don't make it through the first year.
Really?
Yeah. There are actually, what's interesting right now, there's actually more real estate agents in Jacksonville,
then there are houses for sale. Really?
But just because someone has a license doesn't mean they're working in the business.
Right.
You know? So sometimes people are flipping houses and they want to get the commission for themselves. Sometimes they're teachers and they only do it during the summer. I mean, there's a lot of part-time realtors.
Okay. We got a couple of minutes before we go to break again,
okay.
But I'm going to hit you up with this. Is the real estate, now this is going to offend Howard. Howard, I don't mean to offend you. Is the real estate industry still predominantly occupied by women that just need something to do because the husband wants to get them out of the house and make their own money?
Are you always so so like that?
So straightforward? Yes, absolutely.
It's not straightforward.
Back in the
what
day,
are you talking about?
Back in the day, you know, the husband went out. He was the hunter-gatherer. He went out and made the money. The woman was the nester, the nurturer. She took care of the house. And then when she got bored, he'd say, well, why don't you go get your real estate license and sell some houses, or, you know, go play with the girlfriends at the Canasta Club or something like that. You know, I'm not making fun. That is, wasn't
really?
Generally, didn't women enter
really?
The Yeah, really.
I feel like you're making fun.
I'm not making fun.
I feel like you're being really condescending.
I'm not.
Like the job that I have is not for smart people.
No.
Seriously.
See, you're taking it the wrong way.
Of course I am.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly, and if I recover from this next break, otherwise
I
might
think
be
you're
found
going
dead.
To. It'll be Angela someone, coming back.
Someone call 911. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click SmartyDigital.com. Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100 days same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey,
hey. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. As you can see, I made it through the break without having to call 911. And actually, teasing out the last segment, I said something to the effect that most women in real estate had gotten started because they were bored housewives. And now, one, two, three, go.
Okay, first of all, I just can't believe you said that. Secondly, let me respond. Women have an exceptional ability to be real estate agents in residential real estate. And the reason is because they're caring, they're compassionate, they don't mind putting up with a lot of stuff, and they're super organized. We have a skill set that men don't have.
I noticed you qualified it with residential real estate.
I did qualify it with residential because I truly believe that that men do far better in commercial. It doesn't mean that women can't do it. It is just a different world. It's a completely different animal to do. And the thing about commercial, it's pretty much bottom line. Like, what's the bottom line? So a lot of times when I go to someone's home to list their home, the wife will be sitting there. She wants to know what I'm going to do for her. How am I going to earn that commission? The husband's like, what's it going to cost me? Like, he doesn't care about all the detail, right?
Because that's what really matters.
But the wife is interested in the detail. She's trying to compare realtors to, what will you do for me? What am I getting for this? What's the value? The husband just wants bottom line. So when you think about how men and women are different, this is just a great job for women. It is. Now, Howard's probably sitting at home going, what in the world is she talking about? I'm a fantastic.
I'll tell you, Angela, I've gone through this now. I was started looking for a house last August. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I had an agent who I just personally thought just didn't have it together.
Right.
Okay. And went with somebody else. And this girl from pillar to post filled in all the dots, dotted the I's. I mean, I was amazed about what you girls do.
Yes.
I mean, it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Oh, please. Now he's pandering to the crowd.
No, he's not. Because
you,
Mr.
Hay, have to remember, this is the Me Too era.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There you
get over yourself.
Me too, Tom.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, thank you, Tom, for chiming in.
Yes, thank you for chiming in.
I'm fired,
in.
I know.
That housewarming
okay,
gift
Mr.
I was
Trump.
Sent, that the housewarming gift I was sending you has now been recalled.
No, but seriously, a lot of what you will find is that it is a business that can be worked around flexible hours, right? So a lot of men don't want jobs with flexible hours. So think about that. But for me, when I got my start, I had three children under 6 years old. And so I would take them all to school and to daycare, and then I would go work. And then I would pick them all up with pickup time, take them home, do homework, get dinner, and then go back out and work. How many men want to do that?
No, and
they
I will,
don't.
I you it may seem to you like I was being super
condescending,
critical and
like stupid people do it.
But that's
like
the way I
little
do
woman at home doing it. You're annoying me, so go get a job, baby.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, you
but
know what?
I know that
shame
that's not you.
You. Shame
I know
on
that you.
You
told me you were selling a house on Christmas Day one
absolutely.
Time. Absolutely. Okay, so there is a motivation factor there that exists within you. You and Howard, as I have said from the very beginning of the time I've known you, you are the exception, not the rule. You are a different style. You've helped sell, two homes. Or deal two homes, sold one and bought another or something, for personal friends of mine that I've
yes.
known since high school.
Yes.
And they can't stop singing your praises.
Yes. Yes.
So,
we had a great experience.
So there's something to be said for pre-qualified references. You know, if you say...
So you're saying I can't work with a stranger?
Oh, gosh. Boy, you've got this Democrat, pick it out, be a victim. You are perfect. You are the victim. Wow. You should work for the Democratic National Committee. You really should.
I'm
Let's
just
be a victim.
Kidding.
No, I
just
understand.
Kidding.
All right.
Just
so,
kidding.
So let me ask you.
What?
When we talk on here about politically motivated subjects.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know that that's a fine line that you can't walk back
for
and
me,
forth.
For me, it is.
But.
That's why I said I talk covertly.
We have certain areas of town that need a lot of work
okay.
in order to make their homes viable.
Yes.
Is that, in your opinion, the responsibility of the city to go in there and crack the whip and make these folks clean up their particular area of town? Or should it be let the market play out where it does? And if you live on the north side and the home comparables around you are only, you know, $25,000 for a home, then you should only expect to get $25,000 for yours, no matter how good your garden or your paint or your windows or your roofs look. I mean, at what point in time do you as a realtor say, I can't sell a home in that area because everything's so blighted, the city should step in and clean up some of these old cars in front? I mean, are you a big fan of that?
No.
Okay. Why?
So I am, first of all, I don't give it much thought. So just okay. to be quite honest with you, so you might have a better opinion than I do. But I feel like it's America, right? So you get the opportunity to be as great as you can be, and you should try to do that. So it starts at home. What does your home look like? Are you tending to it? Are you taking care of your yard? Are you patching your roof or whatever it is you need to do? So I do think that, I don't know. I probably am not giving you good answers.
No,
I really don't
I think you're more
see
of a live
government
in...
coming in and taking care of those things. I don't see it's ever going
to
happen.
And I tend to agree with you. I'm more of a live and let live kind of person.
Yeah.
Now, I'm blessed with the fact that, as you said earlier, I inherited where I live.
Right.
I didn't have to work for it. So I didn't have to worry about whether the guy next door had five cars in his driveway. And I'm so far back off the road and I'm surrounded by my own woods mm-hmm. that I don't have to worry about seeing what the neighbor's doing here, there, what color he's painting his house. We had a big uproar among the members of the homeowners, so the civic association. We're not a homeowners association, we're a civic association. They were worried about a lady up on one of the other streets who painted her house pink. And I'm not talking about off pink or pastel pink or light pink. We're talking bright glow in the dark fuchsia pink. I mean, it was
like bubblegum pink.
Like bubblegum pink.
Yeah.
And the folks were just, what are we going to do about this? We're not going to do anything about it. There's nothing we can do about it. A person can paint their house whatever color they want. We're not living in Miami. We're not living in Islesworth. We're not living in Queens Harbor. You know, we just, you know, you just deal with a pink house. This person seems to think that pink is the new beige.
It's interesting you're talking about the homeowners associations or not. So I think that people fall into categories. So for instance, you strike me as the kind of guy who would not want to live in a neighborhood that has a homeowners association.
Don't believe in them.
You don't want
them.
Anyone. Okay. So then you have to realize the consequences are what they are, right? Because if there's no one there to help the people select the color of paint that they should have on their house, that you might end up with bubblegum pink. But I will tell you that oftentimes I have customers who are just the opposite, who really do want to be in a neighborhood that has a strong HOA for that reason. So they never get a pink house in their neighborhood, a bubblegum pink house.
You know, I have a personal friend who happens to be a local TV celebrity. Her husband scored it big and was able to get a huge windfall off the sale of his business.
Nice.
And although she does real good in local TV, they packed up everything and moved from right down the street by me with a river view, big, nice, get up every day and see the sunset, look out over the river. They moved to Queens Harbor. And okay. Not only did they move to Queens Harbor, but they moved to Belle Reve, which is a gated community inside of a gated community.
I'm familiar.
So less than a week after she moved there, she came back and said, if you ever want to sell my old house, I'd love to buy it back. It was that bad. To live in a gated community where your relatives can't just come over anytime they want without stopping at the gatehouse, or you can't have friends over, or for that matter, they had 7-year-old kids, and the 7-year-old kids couldn't play. You know, the neighbors had mentioned to them about the kids screaming and cackling and playing ball in the front driveway of the house that they owned, which is a reason why I say that. If you're not
that
a gated,
that seems a little intense, doesn't it?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There's a community called Sun Tree down in Brevard County. It was a huge kind of Queens Harbor place.
Okay,
you couldn't own a pickup truck and live in Sun Tree. Not a pickup truck with stickers. Just you couldn't own a pickup truck or any kind of could be construed as commercial vehicle. Now this is in the 90s.
Okay,
and imagine today. With some pickup trucks costing $50,000, $60,000, $70,000
right.
that have never seen a piece of plywood loaded into the back of them and never will, that are owned by doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs and soccer moms that just want to own a 4-wheel drive truck. Imagine some place like Queens Harbor saying, no, you can't have a truck in here.
Well, they don't want you to have motorcycles.
Really?
Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Correct.
So you can have a $50,000 Harley Davidson or a $70,000 Choppers Inc. and you can't.
Now, you may own it and you may take it from your home and get out the gate, but you're not to just drive around the neighborhood with it.
Wow.
Yep.
See, I can't do that.
See, just I know you can't.
Can't do
but
that.
There are some people that don't mind.
You're listening to I Am Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Nobody's called. Do they not want to talk to me?
They generally wait
what
until
is
later.
The problem?
And it also has to do with what's going on around town. So I have to search and see
so
what's happening.
So is everybody out partying?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, so they missed me anyway.
They do. Okay. You're listening to I Am Speaking Plenty. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump's on his way to Singapore, but before he tweeted that he now does not endorse the G7 joint statement after what he calls Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's false statements at a closing news conference after Mr. Trump left. Mr. Trump also tweeted Trudeau had acted so meek and mild during their meetings and that his tough talk later is dishonest and weak. The president issued the tweets from Air Force One. Meanwhile, the president says he'll know within the first minute or so if North Korea's Kim Jong-un is serious about upcoming nuclear talks. Mr. Trump meets the North Korean leader in Singapore on Tuesday. A magnitude 4.4 earthquake shook parts of northern Oklahoma and neighboring Kansas about 9 this morning, about 100 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. People in Wichita, Kansas, about 75 miles northeast of the earthquake's epicenter, reported feeling the shaker. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at greystonekitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
This year marks the 61st anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville. In order for a family business to celebrate 61 years in business, they must be doing something right. And that something is good old-fashioned customer service. Since Father's Day is June 17th, Boger Shoes has decided to celebrate Father's Day all month long by offering all dads 20% off any purchase of $100 or more. Some restrictions may apply. For 61 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff. And with a doctor's prescription, they can custom make inserts in their on-site lab. For 61 years, good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoe success. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
It's 8:33. I'm Tom Murphy. 95 southbound out of downtown. It's delay free from Emerson down to the 295 south side split and then into St. Johns County. 95 northbound, heavy traffic with no major delay from Phillips Highway to the downtown bridges. Cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 72. Tomorrow and Monday, mostly sunny, 30% chance of rain near 90. It's 79 now on the First Coast. You're on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host. About 25 minutes to go. You're just
getting... This has gone by super fast.
It does. It goes by very fast.
I thought 3 hours would be like, you know, like what could you possibly come up with to talk about
the
for 3 hours?
The show is always shifting. Like if we would have had a lot in the news this week,
yes,
then we would be sticking right to politics, corruption, evil doing, all of the bad stuff. But when there's nothing really bad going on, there's no reason to continue to churn the same stuff that ABC, NBC, and CBS are doing over and over again. That's the mistake.
No need.
The mistake in talk radio. When you talk about the stuff that's churning over and over again, you keep that bad feeling alive, and you just stretch it out longer and longer and longer. Like we did a show and we talked about Trump and the Mueller investigation that's been going on for a year and a half now,
right.
And they still haven't found anything.
Right.
To keep that alive, that's a no subject. That's a no interest subject, because everyone understands that, or at least in the circles that I travel in, the conservative circles, when you take away the passion that's involved in the Trump presidency, you know, there are other talk radio show hosts that go out on the street and they do these man on the street interviews. And you can't make this stuff up. It's so wild, you can't make it up. There was a Facebook post that was put up. It went viral, of Donald Trump Jr. photoshopped into him sitting in front of a Triceratops. You do know what that is, right?
I do.
An extinct dinosaur.
You're still talking down to me? Yeah.
From 60 million years ago. Okay. And he's sitting there. He's been photoshopped in with a long rifle with a scope and everything. And they talk about the Trump family once again using their wealth and money to be able to hunt an endangered species like a Triceratops.
Oh.
And so they go out and they do these man on the street interviews, and they start talking to young millennials and college age and 20 somethings and maybe early 30s. And they say, what do you think about Donald Trump? Here, look at this picture. And they show an iPad tablet up, you know, Donald Trump Jr. out hunting Triceratops, an endangered species. And they just chime in, and these kids know nothing. And they say, well, that's one of the reasons why I would never vote for Trump, because
are they kidding?
No, they're being totally and completely serious.
Oh my goodness.
That's the education level that we have out there. If you got out and talked with some of the kids that are coming out of high school and coming out of college today, they are fine with socialism. They're completely
fine
with it.
They are fine with it. Yes, I agree with you.
And they don't understand that socialism is what got Germany to where they were at the beginning of the Nazi party and all of that. You know, socialism is what takes place in Venezuela. Socialism is what takes place in Cuba. It's not a good thing to have the government tell you how much you can earn, how much you can eat, where you can eat, what kind of food you can have, whether or not we're going to take more out in taxes. It's just, they just don't get it. And the worst part about it is the only way that they're going to get it is for there to be a complete society collapse and then have to deal with the aftermath. Well, that was really, really closely avoided, kind of an 11th hour avoidance with the election of Donald Trump. There is, you know, I'm not a Hillary hater. I don't care.
No, I'm not.
I'm so shocked. I hate very few people. Hate is such a wasted emotion.
Oh, it is indeed.
You know, if I hated my ex-wife and she found out that I hated her, it wouldn't bother her. And if I hate my ex-wife and she never finds out I hate her, it still doesn't bother her.
You know, this is like a Christian principle, right?
Right. It's a wasted. No, it's not a Christian.
Yes,
it's a logical progression.
Yes, it is, dear.
Okay.
Don't hate anybody.
All right. Well, yes. Don't hate it because it's a wasted emotion, not because someone told you that it's a good idea. But what I'm saying to you is, if we would have had the election go in a different route, Hillary Clinton, in just a year and a half, I honestly believe in my heart, not because I dislike Hillary, because I really don't have a dog in this hunt.
Okay.
I really don't. But if we would have had the people that side with her and the circles that she runs with, the George Soros and all of the libertarian parties and the progressives, we would have a phenomenally different America today, just a year and a half later. Just a year and a half later.
Okay, but I'm having difficulty understanding your comment. Is that better in your mind or worse in your mind?
Oh, my God, it's better that we have Trump.
I was just checking.
It is outrageous. We cannot afford to have people like Hillary Clinton who believe in let's give people more so that we can control them.
Right. That so we have more homeless downtown and more EBT cards.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Following you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Big government is not always a win. Let's go to George real quick. George, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Yeah, good evening. Do you remember what Margaret Thatcher said about socialism?
No, I don't, buddy, but I know you do.
She said socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
That's true. Yeah.
Yes.
Way to go.
And there's a corollary to that. Socialism works till you find out that people don't really want to work and society kind of collapses.
Which it happened under Chavez. I know you're very, very well versed in those.
Yeah, well, I was in Peru with a Shining Path, and in Colombia when the FARC and the drug cartels and the government were all fighting each other, and the FARC was the socialist section of Colombia, and it was a disaster. It was
George,
a total disaster.
Let me interrupt you for a second. We have Angela Walker in the studio tonight, and George, she doesn't know anything about you, and I want to have you tell her how big of a bullet did we dodge in not electing Hillary Clinton.
Well, I've lived in countries that are controlled by people like Hillary Clinton, and you would not want to live there. Look at Venezuela. They're teens that used to be middle class, and eventually it comes to this. It won't come to it first. You have to run other people's money, et cetera. But they're scavenging and fighting over food in dumpsters.
Right.
And the same thing happened in various other countries that have the same kind of thought processes, where people don't know history. And they don't understand that, well, maybe I can get on the Internet, maybe I can talk to people about what happens in countries where socialism has never worked. And you always have a new leader comes up, I'll make it work.
Right.
Because Stalin and Lenin and Mao, all they just had such great societies where they mass murdered people.
Yeah, they had great plans. George, thank you so much for your call tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, buddy. George has traveled and worked all
him.
Over the world.
I mean, I talked to him. He called in to talk to me after a radio show one day.
Excellent. Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
After
he's
I broke my foot, he was giving me some advice.
Yep. And I noticed that you're not on your little scooter chair
tonight.
Well,
thank you for noticing.
Congratulations. Yes. Everything's all healed up.
Everything is absolutely healed. I went to the doctor, bones good, and I have been driving. So
wow,
that's super important.
Wow, okay.
It's awful to be a realtor and not be able to drive. Because then you have to tell your customers, could you bring a car big enough for my scooter? I did that.
We had a comment here that capitalizes on your real estate.
Oh, okay.
We have a lot going on in California with sanctuary cities and sanctuary state.
Yes.
And Rick said, you couldn't have picked a better co-host for tonight because of her real estate background. Just moved here from California. The houses here are one quarter of what I would have paid for. I would have paid for with a house there.
Wow.
So apparently he bought a house here that was a great house, but it would have been four times more as expensive
exactly.
in California.
Exactly.
Is that just the market that drives it up, or are there taxes and fees that we don't have here? Or a little bit of everything?
I think, here we don't have like an income tax, so that's sort of what draws people to our area. But why their prices are so high?
It's just wanting to live in California.
I think so. Silicon Valley and Hollywood,
you know,
and Los Angeles and San Diego, all of those, it's super expensive.
With my flying work, I had the occasion to live in Los Angeles for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wasn't flying, I was touring around trying to see. I knew I was only going to be there for a little while, and I wanted to see everything I could see. Melrose, there is actually a real street named Melrose. And on one side of the road, you have million-dollar mansions behind huge gated walls and perfectly landscaped hedges. And then you go one street off of Melrose, and you've got people living in refrigerator boxes down on the side of an embankment on a drainage ditch. It's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
The two exist together. It's like lions living with prey, you know, I mean, just right across the street from each other.
I don't think you listened to our show today. We had a segment called Not in My Backyard. Did you hear that?
No, I did not. I missed that segment.
Okay.
Well, you can tell us a little bit more after we get back.
After we get back.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we're going to come back in just a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We want to hear from you. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plenty. We are 20-plus comments over. I'll try to get to all of them during this break. Join us on the backside, won't you?
you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
It's been proven time and time again. The best way to keep your family healthy is to eat all natural foods. Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island is your best choice for additive-free meats, fruits, and vegetables. And best of all, their prices are competitive with the big box stores. Grassroots in Fleming Island also sells the top brands of vitamins and supplements. Grassroots Natural Foods in Fleming Island. Fresh food, fast checkout, and friendly people. Located by the theater at 1915 East West Parkway. Online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
Here's an important message from Nita Crawford, the Baker County Supervisor of Elections. The voting precincts have changed for 1,100 Baker County voters. Please call the elections office immediately to make sure that you go to the correct polling location on Election Day. If you do early voting or absentee, this will not affect you. Call to check your status at 259-6339. Voter registration for the August primary ends July 30th. Call 239-6339 for information. Happy Father's Day from the Baker County Supervisor of Elections Office.
If you're relocating within or out of the Jacksonville area or in need of residential property management or planning new construction, then you need Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build, call Home Finder Realty. And for residential property management up to 4 units, Robert McDonald has a challenge. Shop everybody else, then get the best offer from Home Finder Realty. Call 241-5501, 241-5501, or click hfrjax.com.
This is the Savage Nation.
Any man that I know is saying, if I have a son, I'm worried about my son in this society. Every young man is now potentially going to be accused of rape for looking at a woman the wrong way, is what they're saying. And I am telling you that this is what's happening. They also say to me this is a design on the part of radicals in this society who want to destroy man and woman.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation. On Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, hey, hey. Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I went through a bunch of these comments, and I'm telling you, I've got 5 or 6 people want to know when you're coming back. Last 12 minutes of the show, you're our guest co-host.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
Yeah. So are you?
But you have people. You don't need me.
Well, we rotate through a lot of different people. We rotate through Holly and Joni and Matt Schellenberg's in here from time to time.
Did
and
anybody back say, in. Get rid of that lady? She doesn't know what she's talking about?
Not a single person.
Nothing negative, nothing bad? Well, nothing. Somebody said, don't let her sing.
Yeah, well, that was Holly.
Well,
see, that doesn't count.
You
it's
know,
like she's your
I like
competition.
To sing, so if that's a problem, well, I can't come back.
Yeah, but I know Holly, and I wouldn't allow her to sing, so there we go.
No, if you need help, I'll be glad to come back. Actually, I don't know what I thought this was going to be like on this side, except that it was a really long time, and yeah. I couldn't figure out what we would talk about
Did
for so long.
Did it seem long?
I feel like I just got here.
Right.
Seriously.
It's a conversational show. There's a couple of different formats for talk radio. Your program with Howard is an informational show.
It is.
This program is a conversational show.
Yes.
And then there is, like Ed Dean, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9, by
right.
the way. Everybody should listen to Ed Dean.
Yep.
Monday
He's awesome.
Friday. He is an opinion-driven highlight show.
Right.
In other words, he gives you the highlights. He stirs the attention. He'll throw out, what if this? What do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? And then he draws in opinions from people, either experts that he invites into the studio for the evening or people that call in. So those are the three different main categories for talk radio. And you know, as long as you fit into one of those, everything works. So we're conversational. We've been having a big, long conversation all night long, sometimes with our callers, sometimes just between you and me.
That was fun.
So the next gripe night, I had someone send me a message, said, when's the next gripe night? I don't know. I'll have to get in touch with Yvonne Cotton. I know that Joni, one of the other producers here, has been working on trying to get us out into Clay County. If you know somebody that has a restaurant that's open at least until 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and they'd like to have I'm Speaking Plenty come out there and do a gripe night, we'll be happy to come and do gripe night at a restaurant. We've been dying to get into Clay County. It's an opening
market.
You
don't know anyone with a restaurant?
Not in Clay County. I know lots of restaurants. I try to avoid Clay County.
Why?
Because it's Clay County. First of all, I avoid that.
Don't be going there like that.
No, it's not. No, for you, it's perfect. For me, it's like on the road to Keystone Heights. My sister lives in Keystone Heights. And so I avoid that area. She's, you know.
Okay.
Got to listen to the show more often. So, anyway.
Okay.
So, beautiful area. Love Orange Park. Love the sheriff down there. You know? Yeah. So, Daryl is...
They have some interesting politics there.
They do.
Because you have the township of Orange Park versus the city of Orange Park.
Really? No, I did not know that.
See? You need to hang out with the realtors.
I need to hang out with the realtors. For me, Orange Park was, you know, the way we, you know, I was just, we went down that way on the way to Kingsley.
Oh, I was at Kingsley all the time. You know what? I bet our paths have crossed so many times.
Probably.
Because you and I were at Arlington Elementary at the same time.
Yeah, but you were one grade behind me. Right?
Yes.
I was in fifth grade. You were in sixth grade.
We probably crossed each other in the hall is what I'm saying.
Did you go to Brentwood?
No.
Did you go to Douglas Anderson?
No.
So you weren't part of forced busing?
No, so my mother sent me to Regency Baptist. Do you remember Regency Baptist?
Oh, wow.
And we were Catholic.
So you were Catholic and you went to a
Baptist? What happens to Catholic girls at a Baptist school?
I don't want to know. All right, so we had a comment. We're going to try and fill up the last few minutes with some informational stuff, and that is in the Supreme Court this week, the Colorado baker won. Although it's bittersweet because of all the fines and all the negative business and everything, he's had to close his business.
He did?
He did. He had to close his business.
Oh, I didn't catch the headlines. Yeah.
And so, this has been a long time coming to get to the Supreme Court. But the liberal media, the mainstream media, said it was a narrow vote. It was 7-2.
Oh, that's not narrow.
7-2 is not narrow.
No.
So if it was a narrow vote at 7-2, then that would mean that Donald Trump just narrowly won the Electoral College, which we know that didn't happen. So he won, and that kind of is a feather in the cap for all of us that believe in, if you have a particular feeling in your business, that that you are allowed to exercise those feelings in prohibiting your beliefs to be muddied by someone else's demands.
Well, I feel like we live in America. We ought to be able to do whatever we want to do. I'd like government out of my business as much as possible.
Right. And
that's on the one hand. On the other hand, I don't alienate any group because I'm a realtor. So I love and serve all people.
And that's a good thing. Because people need to be treated equally within the scope of certain businesses.
Yes,
now,
mine's one of them.
If you ran a Christian real estate company and you believed in complete and total Christian values in your real estate dealings,
yes,
would you still, as a Christian real estate person, sell a house or rent a house to a homosexual couple?
There are federal guidelines that I must adhere to matter what I believe. And there is no one practicing real estate that can go against the federal guidelines.
I agree with you.
So you can't do that.
And that has to do with discrimination.
I don't want to lose my license. That would be crazy.
I understand. Do you believe that you just said you want the government out of your business and out of your life? So wouldn't it be better if the government was a little less intrusive on discrimination laws?
No.
No? Okay, no. So that's where the line crosses for you.
As far as housing goes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I definitely think that money is money and money is green. So, you know, it's not black or white or anything. Money is green. If you've got money, let's spend it. I don't care where, if you want
to. Well, I too follow those same guidelines with respect to, I have people that call the show that are members of the homosexual community, mm-hmm. and they understand that I'm very very structured with respect to what you do in the privacy of your home is great. Do whatever you want. Just don't try to convert me. So if you're out in a public place, my personal opinion is true.
You shouldn't be trying to convert them too, right?
That's true.
Okay.
But if you're in a public place and you're a family person, you know, mother, father, small child, I think it confuses a lot of kids when they see two men groping and loving all over each other in a Chili's or a Ruby Tuesdays or wherever you happen to be. It forces children to be exposed to situations that probably they don't need to be exposed to. So use some public decorum.
Did you see the Mr. Rogers special recently?
No,
I did not. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Do you remember that? Do you remember watching that show growing up?
I do, and I know a lot about him. So
he hit a lot of grown-up topics, trying to explain them to very young children.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could use some of his philosophy.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but we're also teaching our children. We're exposing them to things through the media, through television. We're forcing them to grow up a lot faster than they really need to grow up.
I keep going back to cell phones. Everything you're talking about today, it's like if our kids didn't get cell phones at 9 years old,
right,
they wouldn't have access to all that information, because I don't think we're teaching all that in the home. We're not. We're not teaching it in the home, right? So
we're not teaching anything in the home. Children are learning this stuff
learning everything.
From television, from the Kardashians, from...
Yes.
From LeBron James, and frankly, I'm so happy he got his hat handed to him in a sweep. I love it. I really don't care what your political leanings are, LeBron James. Go out and get a real job. Anyway, well, we pay these athletes millions and millions of dollars to play a game. And in all actuality, for that millions of dollars, you owe a debt to society to at least come back and try and follow the norms of what the multitudes.
Yes.
You know, the vast majority of the United States are God-fearing, good Christian people who want to live and let others live and enjoy a community aspect and get along. That's the vast majority. And then you have a few people in the Me Too movement and in the BLM movement and all of these other places that want to be rabble-rousers. And they're the ones that they're the squeaky wheels that get the most grease. They get the most media attention. And after a while, people in Des Moines, Iowa, or Alliance, Nebraska, or all these little small towns think, wow, that must be okay. That must be the way it is. It's like the new Tide Pod commercial. I have no problem with interracial couples, but the new Tide Pod commercial now has an interracial couple forcing us to believe that that's the norm, and it's not the norm. It's the exception, not the rule. Anyway, you've been listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Angela Walker has graciously joined me here tonight, and we've had a great show, and I thank you for all your comments. We're back up to 14 now, so we were plus 20. I read those down. We're back up to 14. Everybody loved you here tonight.
Yay.
No bad stuff. All good stuff.
That's great.
And it was great having you here.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to step away for this edition of I'm Speaking Plainly one more time. We'll be back in here again next week. And love to have all of you tune in. Once again, as I always say, if you're driving home on the Arlington Expressway and you've been partying hard tonight, please pull over to the side, because that's the way I have to go to get home. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be back here again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.